Oasis Audio presents The Howling Ghost by Christopher Pike. Read for you by Adam Verner. Chapter 1. The day the Howling Ghost kidnapped Cindy Mackey's kid brother, Neil, was rotten from the start. Cindy began to expect bad times ever since her family moved to Springville, or Spooksville, as the kids in town called it. At first, even though she disliked the place, Cindy didn't believe half the stories she heard about it. But after the ghost came out of the lighthouse and grabbed Neil, she was ready to believe anything.
"Can I walk on the jetty?"
Neil asked as they reached the end of the beach, where the rocky jetty led out to the lighthouse.
"I don't think so," Cindy replied, stuffing her hands in her pockets.
"It's getting late and cold."
"Please," Neil pleaded, sounding like the 5-year-old he was.
"I'll be careful."
Cindy smiled at her brother. "You don't know what the word means." Neil frowned.
"Which word?"
"Careful, dummy." Cindy stared at the churning ocean water. The waves weren't high, but the way they smashed against the large boulders of the jetty made her uneasy. It was as if the surf were trying to tear down the structure. And the tall lighthouse, standing dark and silent at the end of the jetty, also made her nervous. It had ever since she moved to Springville 2 months ago. The lighthouse just looked, well, kind of spooky.
"Pretty please?" Neil asked again.
Cindy sighed. "All right. But stay in the middle and watch where you put your feet. I don't want you falling in." Neil leaped in the air.
"Cool. Do you want to come?"
Cindy turned away. "No, I'll sit here and watch. But if a shark comes out of the water and carries you out to sea, I'm not going in after you." Neil stopped bouncing.
"Do sharks eat boys?"
"Only when there are no girls to eat." Seeing Neil's confused expression, Cindy laughed and sat down on a large rock.
"That was a joke. Go, quick, have your walk on the jetty. Then let's get home. It'll be dark in a few minutes."
"Okay,"
he said, dancing away, talking to himself.
"Watch out for falling feet and girl sharks."
"Just be careful,"
Cindy said, so softly she was sure Neil didn't hear. She wondered why the dread she felt about the town hadn't touched her brother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?